Hello. Welcome to this week's episode. Starting off with this. This is part of my playlist that I did not create at all. I just found it. It's just Songs in the Public Domain by Joshua Michael Stewart. House of the Rising Sun, performed by Doc Watson and Richard Watson. And yeah. I mean, I like the original too, but this one's pretty good. I like bluegrass. Anyway, welcome to this week's episode. No idea what I'm going to title it yet. I wish I could come up with a title before, but I kind of just never know exactly what I'm going to talk about anymore. I used to write everything down, and then I talk about it on here, and now I don't. I write some things down, but not everything. Anyway, I kind of have an idea of what I do want to talk about, because I was watching some shows and whatnot. But I might go into those shows a lot. So really, I want to talk about what I wrote down first, and then, yeah. I wrote some stuff down. I want to talk about that first and then talk about other things. Anyway, this thing, I've talked about things I don't like, what people say, like, oh, just get over it, or like in depression, when it's like you're super depressed and it's like, well, it could be worse. Yeah, it could be, yeah, sure. Or, oh, just do this and this and this and you'll feel better. It's like, no, I won't. But anyway. One thing I've been hearing a lot of work is, well, it's Stacia's problem. It's not our problem anymore. It's like, or I've heard, just leave it for the next people. And it's like, why? That's ridiculous. If it's something simple, of course, and you're like out of time, it's like, okay, yeah, leave it for the next person. But it'd be like being on an assembly line. And they're just like, leave it for the next person. The guy who puts on the driver's door is just like, leave it for the next person. And that person is now putting on the driver's door and the passenger door. But then he's like, I'm just going to do my job. I'll just do the passenger door. I'll leave the driver door for the next person. And then the driver door never gets put on because people just leave it for the next person. So it's like, what the crap, you know? Or they leave it to the very last person who now has to really do everything they can. And now they're putting on a unpainted driver's door because everything else has been painted and put together. Anyway, that's kind of what I was thinking about, because it drives me crazy that people do that. And then another thing I was thinking about, because I deal with a lot of, not a lot, but some workers' comp stuff. And I was talking to one of my brothers once, and he told me about, I don't even know who the guy was. I don't remember the guy's name, or if it was even a book he read, or a talk he heard somebody give, or just saw it on YouTube or whatnot. But it was like talking about how accidents don't exist, and you're like, well, accidents, but it's not. It's accidents don't just happen. It's the reason something happens is because we weren't paying attention, or somebody didn't do something right and wasn't paying attention. And that got me thinking about workers' comp stuff. And I get that there's some things where, it just may not be unavoidable, and maybe, well, I mean, I guess it would still, because say you're cutting a pipe with a bandsaw, and all of a sudden the pipe just explodes, pulls your hand into the bandsaw. Obviously, that wasn't your fault, and it happened. But maybe the poor quality of that pipe caused that pipe to explode. So somebody else did something that led to that, and that got me thinking about that. And yes, obviously, that person, if that happened, you know, you get your fingers cut off at work, that should be covered by workers' comp. But then there's been things like during the winter, people slip on ice on the way to work and haven't even clocked in. And it's like, well, yeah, that should be workers' comp. The sidewalks weren't cleaned. And it's like, well, obviously they weren't cleaned because the people who, like, it's like there's somebody who has to clean those and has to salt the ice and sweep the side, or not sweep, but shovel the sidewalks. That person's late because of the snowstorm. And now this other person who could have been watching where they were walking didn't, or wasn't. And so that's kind of two things where people just didn't do what they were supposed to do, didn't plan ahead, or didn't pay attention, where it now led to an accident. Anyway, that's kind of what I want to talk about. Just those two things. That's what I want to say up front. Other things I've been thinking about is, so I watched Dances with Wolves last night, and I never realized, like, I've talked about how things as a kid, or you see or do as a kid, or ate as a kid, are way different now that you're an adult, except for beets. Beets are still gross. But yeah, I was watching Dances with Wolves, and I last time I'd seen it, I was probably early teens, and it was interesting how different I saw it, because, you know, it's this guy who gets shot in the leg, I guess, during the Civil War. He's fighting for the Union, fighting for the North, and his foot's going to get cut off, and he's like, no, I don't want that, so he tries to get himself killed. He puts his boot back on, walks to the front line, jumps on a horse, and rides over to the South. Like, rides through gunfire, and everyone's shooting at him. Nobody hits him or the horse, nothing like that. And then, because of his bravery, that causes everybody on the Union side to charge forward, and they end up taking the place. And he's like this kind of hero. And because of it, he gets awarded the horse, and he gets promoted to a lieutenant, and then he gets to choose whatever post he wants, wherever he wants to go. And so he wants to go out to the American frontier, and so he goes out west and stops at one place and gets his orders, and he goes out to this fort, which is basically two dirt houses and a couple of corrals that had been abandoned by the previous people. So he's all alone, you know, and he was supposed to get help, but the guy he sent back ended up getting killed by Indians, and then he ends up, you know, rebuilding the place, and he, you know, makes friends with a wolf, and then makes friends with the Sioux Nation, or the Sioux tribe, and gets married. Sorry, I was just listening to this. Glenn Campbell. Sorry, anyway. But yeah, he makes friends with the Sioux Nation, finds out there's a woman who was adopted by the Sioux Nation as a child, and then they get married, and they leave. Well, turns out the army gets sent out to his fort, and of course they think he's a traitor, because he's gone with the Sioux Nation, and all this other stuff, and then he goes to the tribe, and he's like, hey, you know, you guys need to leave, they're going to trace me here. You guys need to leave. And so him and his wife go separate ways afterwards. And then, yeah, and then the army comes up to find where the tribe was, and they're not there. And so, yeah. But anyway, it made me realize a lot of things that, like, you just didn't notice as a kid. Like, when he's, you know, he's visiting there, and he's kind of been introduced, and people are kind of accepting him, and he's sleeping in the tent with Kicking Bird and his wife and his adopted daughter. And it's like, as a kid, you didn't realize that they're doing it right next to Kevin Costner's character, and you're like, and now as an adult, it's like, that's kind of funny, because, yeah, anyway. And then just other things, you know, like, as a kid, I never realized when he finds Stands with Fists that she had, like, cut her wrist because she was mourning for her husband. They had been killed, and I think she was trying to kill herself. And now as an adult, you realize that, and it's like, oh, that's way more serious, you know? And then, towards the end of the show, when he when they're leaving, he's like, crap, I've got to go get my diary. Because it tells everything about where, like, what's happened, where you guys are, because I'm going to lead them right to here. So he goes back, and of course he goes back, and the whole army, there's this new bunch of people there, because the army's there or whatever, and all of a sudden, it's just like, you hear Indian, and all these guys just start shooting at him, and it kind of opened my mind, because it's like, I don't know if that's actually how it was back then, because it probably was, and how they just kind of opened fire, and they were just jerks, you know, and then he gets captured, his horse gets shot, this horse that he's been with forever, you know, gets shot and killed, and he gets captured, and they're like supposed to be taking him back to this other place, and of course his wolf is following him, and they shoot the wolf because they're a bunch of jerks, and it just really kind of opened my eyes, like, oh man, that's way different than what I remember as a child, even though it's the exact same show. That's what I was thinking about earlier, and then just thinking about how human beings are kind of awful people. Maybe we weren't for a long time ago, but we kind of are, kind of were then during the American during that whole American frontier, and when everybody's trying to expand west and all that, and yeah, we were kind of jerks, and we still are. And you think about it, because it's like back then, yeah, sure, we were expanding, and homesteaders were going out, and they were settling the land, and of course that was somebody else's land, and I'm not saying we should give it back, because it was somebody else's land before it was their land before, and somebody took it from somebody who took it from somebody who took it from somebody, and we took it from somebody, and you think, oh, that's not happening anymore, but then you look at like Ukraine and Russia. Russia was like, nope, Ukraine belongs to us, and so they're pushing to try and take Ukraine. And I'm sure it's happening all over the place, all over the world. We just don't realize it because the news just shares what they want us to hear. And yeah, anyway. Even now, I guess, because you look at like inner city gangs, they've got their territory, and then there's other territory, and then sometimes it's like, well, we want more territory, and so they go after somebody else, you know? It's interesting how we think as human beings we've improved ourselves when we haven't really changed all that much. Just technology's changed, and we've made it easier to be jerks, and easier to, more acceptable to kind of hate people for no reason. Or just because they think differently than us. But yeah, that's what I was thinking about today. I didn't think that'd take the whole 30 minutes, which it didn't. We're only like 13 and a half minutes. Now I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Something, I'm sure. We can listen to Etta James. It's interesting, as a child, I definitely would not have liked this. I hated musicals. Watching Sound of Music, Bing Crosby and White Christmas, Holiday Inn, all Fred Astaire and his shows. It's like, those are boring. And now as an adult, it's like, those are actually pretty dang cool, you know? And before I start to stream, or before I start to record, I always like to kind of prep myself. And so I listen to music, or sometimes it's like the same songs, and sometimes it's just random songs. And sometimes I go down a rabbit hole of songs. And sometimes, like today, I also went on YouTube and was listening to Neil Patrick Harris singing like the opening of 2013 Emmys or something like that. And things like that just amaze me, just with the talent that people have to be able to pull that off live. And you think about like Broadway shows. As in high school, I liked being part of the drama team, and I liked acting and stuff. But to try and like pull that off in Broadway, I feel like, would be way harder, you know? We were just this small school, and we would do something simple, and it was simple on our stage, and it was a bunch of high schoolers, and of course, we memorized all our lines or whatnot, and did the best we could, which we thought we did good, which we probably did do good. But then you think of, like, Broadway, and it's like, they did it. They do it 7 nights a week, you know, for however long they do it. And then we're in high school, you know, we prepped and prepped and prepped, and then we did it for, like, a week, and that was it. And to try and do that now would be impossible. Like, not the week, like, to try and do, like, eight nights a week, but because that's what was sung in that song that he was singing. And, but yeah, to try and do it every night or every night, one show a night or two shows a night, however often they are on Broadway. Like, to me, that sounds like fun, but also sounds hard. Because even after that one song, you know, everybody who participated was just drenched in sweat. And it's just like, that's amazing. But I wish I could have done that. I mean, I could still do that, but now I want to listen to James Taylor. Sun was so hot I froze myself. Suzanne, don't you go on and cry. I said, oh, Susanna, now don't you cry for me. As I come from Alabama. I thought I had turned off shuffle, and when I saw this wasn't like the fourth down the list or however many songs I played, I started worrying it was playing something else, but nope, still on this list, and it was still on shuffle. I don't know about you all, but music is cool. You think about how many songs there are, and yes, some sound alike and some are renditions of other songs and like this, but Even like write your own song and then come up with the music for it and then do that consistently over and over again. You know, people have do it for however long. To do 10 albums, you know, you got 10 songs. That's 100 songs. That's amazing. Other thing that sounds fun to me is just voice acting. I think it'd be hard work, but I think it'd be a blast. Anyway, what else to talk about? We're only at 18 and a half minutes. I don't have anything. Let's see. That was me tapping on my desk if you heard that, because it looks like it did pick it up on my mic. Anyway. Oh, I had something on my tip of my tongue. Now, I don't remember. Hold on. I gotta pause this, because I want to think about what it was, and I don't want you guys to miss part of the song. So we're going to pause the song, and I'm going to pause the recording. It may be 10 minutes for me, but it'll be 0 minutes for you. Hold on. Okay, I remember. See, that was like 2 minutes for me. Instant for you. I went, okay, hold on. All right, I remember. Anyway, this is probably going to sound awful to people. But in my lifetime, and in my jobs that I've had, and people I've met, people I've seen, I realize that, because I've talked about service, I've talked about, you know, we need to help people, help your neighbor, help your friends. And I saw this homeless guy the other day, And he had a sign and said, need cash, and I don't remember what the rest said. And it made, and people I've seen at work, it made me realize, like, it made me realize that, like, so there's, and this may not be just homeless people. This may be, maybe people you know, but still trying and be the good neighbor. But anyway, I realized that this guy, and there are many people who like him, who just want to be homeless. And I was thinking about it like an ocean. So here they are on their little raft. And then there's people who are on big ships or just regular ships. And we're like, hey, why don't you come with us? We can get you back to shore and get you on solid ground and get your footing, and then we can help you better your situation. And instead, they're just like, nah, I don't want that. And they would rather just have keep the life that they are, and maybe they want to expand their raft a little. So they ask for cash, or they ask for something, they'll find stuff left over in the ocean, and they'll just add it to their raft, or try and make it a little bit bigger, and so it floats. And so they just keep, instead of like going to land and making their situation better, they would rather just stay out in the ocean and just enjoy that life. And I don't know. It realized, like, it makes me, like, I still think we should serve people, because serving people is the right thing to do. And helping your neighbor, like I've said before, and helping your friends and stuff are important. And I guess it is still important to help people like that. It's just, I feel like instead of giving cash or giving money, it's important to give them, or to donate things they may need, because, you know, they're on their raft and they may come into port for a little bit and they may need something to patch a hole in their raft or keep it from sinking, but then they just go right back out. And I guess that's what, some of the things like, donations are for. So there's like Salvation Army and Goodwill and things where you can donate clothes or decent clothes or shoes or things like that for people who can come in and get it, you know. But they are very set in their ways where they want to be in that life. And so, yeah, it just made me think about that. I saw that guy and I just had that thought about it, where it's just like, here we are, where we think we know what they want and what's best for them, but that's not what they want, and maybe that's not best for them. Maybe they have tried that other life before and they hated it, and so now they are where they are. And I want to help people more. I want to help people more who will help themselves than I want to help other people who are just willing to stay barely afloat. But I guess we still need to think of all and think of everybody, and don't make yourself destitute to save money, save somebody else. You still gotta be good for yourself, you know? And yeah, had that thought earlier. I think was it yesterday? No, it was Friday or Saturday. I don't know. But yeah, thought about that. What else is there? That got me to 24 minutes and 45 seconds. Actually, it was like 42. Now it's 45. Anyway. What else? Yeah, I don't know. What else? I got nothing. I mean, I have lots of things where I could just explain how I'm feeling, I guess, or how I feel about things about myself. But now I think I told my parents about it, and now they're listening probably. And now I don't want them to worry. I'm going to talk about it anyway, except I probably just forgot. I don't remember. I know what I have wanted to talk about, because I want people to understand about things that I've got, you know, and because maybe they have a friend that's in a similar situation. And that's what I've learned from previous jobs is, because I've worked in a phone center, and they taught us that it's like you can never understand what a person is going through. So like if somebody calls up and they're upset or they're sad about something that's going on in life, never say I understand, because you don't, you know, even if you've been in the same situation. Because that's what I was thinking. It's like, no, I've been depressed like them. I've been broke like them. I understand what they're going through. But then it's like, no, I understand how I felt when I was going through their situation, but I don't know how they feel. And so, yeah, anyway, maybe I'll just save that for next time. Talk about depression and how I feel about certain things like that and why I am the way I am. Maybe that'll help other people who have friends similar. I think I'll do that, because now we're at 26 minutes and 44 seconds. I know I shouldn't time it, but I like to end these as well. Just talking about stuff. Talking about you guys, my viewers. Or not viewers, listeners. Maybe I'll start recording myself on video and so I can share it on YouTube as well. Maybe. But anyway, I still appreciate you all. Even you guys who just listened to one episode, even if it's just this episode, even if it was just the first episode or part of an episode, I still appreciate it. Sorry, I was reading something. Anyway, I appreciate you all more than you can possibly understand. You guys are the ones who keep me going, keep me wanting to do this. It's not just my friends. And I think only a few of my family knows about it, but yeah. I don't know if I've talked about this, but I do have listeners like all over the world, and like in Moscow now. Well, I think it's by Moscow, but here it says NA, just says Russian Federation NA. And there's two downloads from Russia. I don't know if that's the same person or one person. I don't know. Belgium, Brussels, you were in the top five destinations of listeners, but you were beat out by San Jose, California. So now you're down to number six, unfortunately. But yeah, I appreciate everybody, because there's one that just says United States, and then it just says NA, like non-applicable, which I think those might be people who are not considered part of a city or town or whatnot, but maybe not, I don't know. Second place is Salt Lake City, Utah, which has 25 listeners. And there's Camas, Utah, also Utah, 24 listeners. Then we got Ashburn, I think that's Virginia. Ashburn, Virginia, 23 listeners or 23 downloads. Appreciate you guys, Virginia. And then, yeah, San Jose is 14. Brussels is 13. We got Boardman. I'm not sure where that one is. I could Google it. That's 12. Got 12 downloads from there. Colville has 11. Colville, that one I know is also Utah. Try not to give away places where I live, but you guys probably already guessed. Anyway, then there's like Australia, Brisbane. They might call it differently. Brisbane. Nope, I can't do an accent. I should learn the accent so I can blend in when I go in October. And then North Salt Lake, Longmont, Tooele, Seattle, Park City. Then we got Vienna, Austria. Two downloads there. Thank you, Vienna. Longwood and Detroit and Denver. Also two downloads. Rush Valley. And then we've got like around the world, we're into one downloads, but I still appreciate it, because there's Finland and Medan in Indonesia, Mumbai, India, Adelaide, Australia, which is probably my parents, Auckland, New Zealand. Then we got somewhere in Portugal, somewhere in the United Kingdom. We also got Exeter in United Kingdom, Croydon, Bucky, and then we're down to Geneva, Switzerland. Appreciate you guys, you person who downloaded once. Vetlanda, Sweden, San Jose, Costa Rica, Pavas, Costa Rica. That's a new one. And then we got Mexico, and then a bunch of United States, and one from Calgary, Canada. And yeah, I appreciate you all. And all of you guys who just downloaded it once, if it's this episode, I appreciate you. If it's any other episode and you never hear this, I still appreciate you. Appreciate you. Man, been talking for 31 minutes. I should take a drink. Anyway, yeah, I think you guys are fantastic. Yeah. Anyway, this is how much is. I also want to let you guys know how much this has changed since I started in February. So the month of February, which only was like half of a month, I had 44 downloads. Then we got to March. All of March, I had 96. Today's the last day because this is April. Yeah, today is April 30th. The last day of April, and I'm up to 135. So hopefully this keeps going, and may I keep getting more downloads. Appreciate y'all. I'll say it again. Say it all the time. And love you all as well. And I will talk to you next week. If I'm too loud or music's too loud, let me know. It's on Spotify, on the app on your phones. There's a Q&A. It just says, how did you discover this episode? You can just put it there. You can tell me how you discovered the episode, or you can just let me know if you want something else. If you're like, your music was way too loud, or you talk way too loud to the mic, just let me know. I am okay with criticism. But yeah, love you all. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.